With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the White House will review Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's lack of disclosure on his hospital stay. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters aboard Air Force One the administration will see if procedures need to be changed. Secretary Austin was hospitalized Monday, January 1st. President Biden found out Thursday. Kirby says there's an expectation cabinet members notify up the chain of command. Still, the administration stands by him.
No plans for anything other than for Secretary Austin to stay in the job.
Kirby says Austin resumed his duties from the hospital. The Pentagon has refused to offer details about his initial medical procedure on December 22nd and what brought him back. I'm Julie Walker.
A senior Hezbollah figure who has been killed in a strike in South Lebanon has been identified as Wissam al-Tawil, the deputy head of a unit within the group's elite Radwan force.
The news follows several strikes by Israeli fighter jets on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. They were in response to the firing of an anti-tank missile from Lebanon towards the northern Israeli city of Kiryat Shemona. Almost daily cross-border exchanges between Israel and Lebanon, which began at the start of the conflict in October, have been intensifying recently.
BBC correspondent Mike Thompson reporting. A moon landing attempt by a private U.S. company appears doomed because of a fuel leak on the newly launched spacecraft. Astrobotic Technology managed to orient the lander toward the sun Monday so its solar panel could capture sunlight and charge its onboard battery. The propulsion system problem was reported hours after a successful liftoff from Florida. On Wall Street, the Dow by 216 points, the Nasdaq rose 319. This is SRN News. The numbers are in on an evangelism effort in Cuba.
A group of Baptist leaders from Florida spent a week in the communist enclave late last year, and the result is more than 4,800 Cubans giving their life to Christ. Pastor Philip Hamm of First Baptist Palmetto tells Baptist Press, quote, "Not only were they very hospitable and friendly, but they also have a sincere hunger for spiritual things. Christians are still persecuted in Cuba, but opportunities for the gospel have increased slightly in recent years." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New York City police report 31 anti-Semitic hate crimes in the month of December. That's more than a year ago, but less than in October and November. There's a large Jewish population in New York City, and it saw a surge in attacks right after the Hamas assault on Israel. The NYPD says anti-Semitic crimes accounted for more than half of the hate crimes that took place in the city last month. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street rallied to claw back most of the losses from its slow start of the year. The S&P 500 rose 1.4% today to pull within 1% of its all-time high. The NASDAQ rose 2.2%, the Dow adding 0.6%. Boeing dragged on the Dow after one of its jets suffered an in-flight blowout. Oil and gas companies were also weak after crude prices tumbled on worries about weaker demand. The Dow was up 217 points today to close at 37,683. The NASDAQ gained 319 to 14,843. The S&P 500 added 66 points to 4763. New York oil fell $3.04 to $70.77 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.